With Radio K-Man Sports, I'm April Cummings. As we've been reporting right here on Radio K-Man, K-Man Cricket is in the spotlight, successfully hosting the first T20 World Cup qualifiers and progressing to the next round of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2028. I spoke with K-Man Cricket President Alessandro Morris today about the experience.
It was an absolute privilege for us. This is our first hosted ICC event. And so it was an opportunity for us to showcase Cayman to the world of what we can produce as a cricketing nation. And I must say, it was an absolute great atmosphere. The community turned out quite well. We had a large turnout and the guys played some fantastic cricket for the spectators to enjoy. So overall, I think it was a wonderful achievement and something that we're really proud of.
So it's one thing to host. It's another to perform as well as Cayman performed at this.
Absolutely. I think a number of things came together for us. One, I think it was a really proud moment. I think the guys really relished the opportunity to play in front of the home crowd. The other is the preparation. I think the coaching staff did very, very well to prepare the guys in withstanding the circumstances. A lot of these guys have to work and play part-time. So it was a very challenging process to get everybody ready. But when the guys came out, I think when they put on the Cayman's outfit, it was just a completely different ballgame. They were ready to compete. They performed extremely well. I saw some wonderful performances, and I just think that Cayman, this is the sort of performance we wanted to see. And using our home conditions, I think the guys absolutely were playing spectacular cricket, and that's one of the things that we really wanted to do.
So what's next?
So right now we're one step away from the World Cup, and I think this has always been our objective, which is to win this competition and win it well, and just to make sure that we're gauging ourselves against Canada and the USA, who are the flagship nations of the Americas. And so we're going to challenge them for that World Cup spot, I think later on this year in 2027. However, it's going to be a hard road for us in terms of preparation and getting ourselves ready for that next step. But we believe that we're up for it. We believe we're onto something special. I think when you think of what Cayman as a cricketing nation over the years have done, I think right now is our moment, and we're going to do our ultimate best to make sure that the guys are in the best position to challenge the U.S. and Canada for that World Cup spot. So we're looking forward to it. That would be the next on our agenda.
Cayman Cricket President Alessandro Morris. The Move It Cayman National Challenge kicks off on March 29th with the Deputy Governor's 5K. It is a 12-week program aimed at changing behavior around physical activity. Chief Nursing Officer Felicia McLean says the goal is sustainable lifestyle change.
We're hoping we get over 2,005 to sign up, and we're hoping that 1,500, and I know it's a big number, are able to sustain it.
The challenge includes an app with information on free and discounted fitness classes, walking paths highlighted across districts, and support from multiple government ministries. Carolina Ferreira is the comms manager for the Ministry of Health.
It's like whatever goal you set for yourself. It's not a 0 to 5K kind of thing unless you want to make it so, you know? So it's just like if we can get people who haven't moved at all to maybe take walks twice a week and whatnot and do that consistently, you have moved the needle, gotten to that. So I think that would be fantastic to actually see where we started and where can we go with this.
You can check out the full interview on Radio Cayman's The Buzz on YouTube or on our Facebook channel. Again, the Move It Cayman Challenge launches at the DG's 5K on March 29th. Register now at gov.ky/MoveItCayman. The energy is staying high as the Cayman Islands Volleyball Federation heads into the second round of the Corona Beach Volleyball League 2026. CIVF says after an incredible kickoff last Sunday, the competition's heating up at 7 Mile Beach. A quick recap of the day one winners, first place expats, second place Tips McGee. More than 2,000 participants gathered on 7 Mile Beach for the Breast Cancer Foundation's annual Light Up the Night Walk. And as Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports, it was a record-breaking number.
The walk was led by Her Excellency the Governor and the Minister for Health, with organizers saying it demonstrated strong national support for raising awareness and standing with those affected by breast cancer. Walkers illuminated the beach with flashing pink bracelets, glowing breast cancer ribbon necklaces, and bright batons in a show of solidarity, remembrance, and hope. Corporate support was strong this year, with more than 1,100 corporate walkers taking part. Health City Cayman Islands recorded the largest corporate turnout, registering 160 participants. Organizers extended heartfelt thanks to all participants, sponsors, and volunteers who helped make the event the largest and, quote, most inspiring light of the night to date. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
For more information on how to support the Breast Cancer Foundation, visit breastcancerfoundation.ky. That is Radio Cayman Sports for this evening. I'm April Cummings from Radio Cayman's Newsroom.